The following is a paid program on AM 1220 KLBB. The views expressed do not necessarily represent the views of the station owner or management or Endurance Broadcasting, LLC.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Welcome aboard, everybody. You are listening to Boating with Tetzlaff Yachts and Wolf Marine. Actually, it's the other way around, isn't it?
It is the other way around, and we're kind of confusing here because we're actually recording at the Minneapolis Boat Show on Friday, January 12th, and not sure what time it is. I'm not going to look because there's a microphone in front of my face, and I'm just not going to look. So anyway, this is John Tetzlaff. The boating show is called Boating with Wolf Marine and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, and Tetzlaff Yacht Sales is at the boating show right now at booth 78, or you can go to our website at tetzlaffyachtsales.com. Give me a buzz at 651-214-9463, or you can stop by my office. I won't be there, but 575 Main Street North, and standing to my left is...
This is a bit odd, isn't it? Sitting here at the boat show, and I am actually just across the hall from John's booth. I'm at booth number 1425, and again, I am Eric Wolf. I am the co-owner of Wolf Marine, and Wolf Marine is located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96. And like John had said, today is actually Friday, but we are going to air this on Saturday. And right now, we are cold as cold can be outside, but we're warm inside the Minneapolis Auditorium. And it's a sea of blue with blue carpeting in here, and white outside, but blue and beautiful inside here. So come down, join us. John and I are going to be here, so join us at the Minneapolis Auditorium, I believe it is. I'm sorry, the Convention Center. Yes, I had to be corrected here. So, you know, it's great. There's a lot of vendors here. There's people that are wandering around just kind of looking at boats and everything. There's so many things that are here. If you are a boater, this is a place to be. You have to come down, check it out. It's a great place to bring the family, like I had mentioned earlier before. Bring your wife, your family, your girlfriend, whatever it might be. There's tons of things here. It's going to keep you busy. John and I are here. You know, there's no other excuse not to be here. You know, it's time to come down and see us at the convention center here. So John is busy with a customer. He's coming back now. It's good to see people out here and customers coming and going. And I've seen a few of my clients right now. It's, and like I said, it's a kind of a social event. We have many people here. And it's, like I said, it's a social event. It's good to see my clients. It's good to see and welcome new clients, hopefully. And hopefully John can pick up a few sales here.
Exactly. In fact, I've got a couple of people in the booth here looking for some boats right now. And if they want to ask me a question while we're doing a recording, it's not live, it's just a recording, they can definitely ask. But one gentleman's looking for a 30-some foot boat to do some fishing out of. He wants a Carver or a Sea Ray style boat. He said he wanted twins and he wanted fuel injection. And I can handle all those. And the other gentleman, I'm not sure what he's looking for.
Rinker 262.
You want a Rinker 262, specifically?
Well, that's kind of what I'm looking for, or something very similar.
Okay, I just sold a 27, but I do have similar boats, but not that boat. And if you want me to, when I'm done here, I can definitely go through some of the boats that I have. Are you going to be around for a while?
Yep.
Okay. You can look at the board. We have 100 boats for sale. I'll give you my card anyway. All right, thank you.
Not so, like a salesman not to give out a card, right? And, you know, you come over to my booth, I'll give you a brochure. And I'd love to promote my place there. And like I said, those of you that know the marina, they know it's a great place. And those of you that don't know it, come down, check it out. today, Ashley and myself, Ashley is our office manager. We are working the booth today, which is Friday, remember. Tomorrow, which will be Saturday, the day the show airs, it will be Ken, my other co-owner, my brother and co-owner, will be working the booth together. So if you want to come down and check us out, see what we have to offer, you know, do so. We'd love to see you.
And I'm just going to check with the gentleman real quick. I'll be right back.
All right. Maybe we could wander over towards my booth. Right now, we are here with my producer, and we are wandering around here. So I just kind of checking things out here. I'm looking at other marinas that are my competition, so I don't want to mention their names. But, you know, all the marinas on the St. Croix are good marinas, all right? We're all in it together. We all have a little different things to offer. So, you know, if you're down here, check everybody out. Come to the Wolf Marine booth, which will be the nicest marina, of course, for your boat. So if you're interested, come down, check us out. And now I'm looking across from our booth. We have a Bridgeport Marine, and to my right side, as I'm looking out, we have Sam's Marine and Performance. Of course, Sam has been one of our guests before on our show, so we have him. And then off to the left-hand side, we have the Stillwater Boat Club and Rentals. They have yet to be a guest, and they are, I guess, right now, since I just mentioned their name. So we also have Ashley here sitting at our booth. Ashley, do you want to say hi to anyone?
Of course. Hello, everybody. Come visit me. It's a good time. Booth 1425 at the boat show. See you here.
Ashley, why don't you just kind of mention, you know, you're fairly new to the marina, right? And you can just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Ashley. Yep, I've been with the marina for about a year now, and I do all the paperwork on my end, sign people up with new slips, and if you call the marina, you're probably going to talk to me, so call me anytime. I'll set you up with a slip.
Yeah, you can also reach Ashley via email also, and that would be info@wolfmarine.net. So if you like to do the new school, which I'm not quite as proficient at, I'd just as soon call, but at area code 651-439-2341. If not, send her an email if you want some information. She's here to help you out. info@wolfmarine.net is the email address. And John has wandered over to my booth here. So, John, do you have anything that you want to add to it?
Well, I just wanted to say that we have over 100 boats for sale, and definitely some of those boats would be, look good at Wolf Marine this spring through the summer and into the fall, and return there for the next year. They have a great marina. It looks a lot better with my boats that I've sold sitting in the slips. So that combination you really can't beat. But I would definitely come on down to the show. Check us out. You can buy the boat at Tetzloff Yacht Sales. We're at booth 78 with a sign I see now that's falling down that I have to take down. Other than that, booth 78, my wife Lisa is over there right now talking to a couple of potential clients. And buy those boats, and you can slip them over at Wolf Marine. I think that'd be a great idea, don't you, Eric?
I like that idea. That's the purpose of it. John sells them, I store them. So, you know, go see John, buy a boat. Come see Ashley down at the marina there or at our booth today, and we'll set you up for a slip. Remember, we have slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 foot. Can accommodate most everybody. I know John's got some big ones, though, that I won't be able to help out. I think he has that big skipper liner still. So you want to talk a little bit about that skipper liner once again?
Well, actually, I want to talk about a whole bunch of boats, not just one boat, but that might be a potential boat. But I've got a lot of boats 50 feet and under that would definitely fit in the marina over there, starting with a 50-foot Sea Ray 2004 with diesels. That would look very handsome sitting in a slip over at Wolf Marine out there on the end.
And that's one that I'd love to have. So, come down, see John. Buy a boat from John and slip on over here to Wolf Marine booth and talk to us for a slip.
And, you know, come on down to the show, because it's just not us. Obviously, there's other things, other people to see down here. You can buy fishing equipment, boating equipment. You can buy get some great food down here. They have alcohol down here if you're into that. The coffee, I understand, is Caribou or whatever it is.
Dunn Brothers. Dunn Brothers has a booth here. Yep. Or a vending station, I should say. Yep. And I've Ashley went and bought me a cup of coffee today there, and that's what's keeping me going right now, I have a feeling.
And you know, you can come down and register at some booth. I'm not going to give too many free advertising minutes out here, but they're giving away a jet ski. You can try to win the jet ski. My daughter last year qualified and finished second. She was playing a beanbag game and just lost. Otherwise, she would have won a jet ski. That would have been sweet for her and me, because I think I maybe been able to use it a couple times. But as I look at my booth over here from the Wolf Marine booth, I see my wife still helping a gentleman over there to find the boat that he wants. We know we've been pretty busy today. It's Friday. I keep on jumping ahead of day, but it's Friday afternoon. We've got a long ways to go, I think, till 9 o'clock tonight. And then tomorrow, we've got the full day, and Sunday, we've got abbreviated day, but a good day yet. You can come down here, find your boat, find your marina at Wolf, and then go home and watch the Minnesota Vikings. I'm sorry to say that on the Packer Channel, but watch the Minnesota Vikings win against the I'm not even going to say those cheaters' names, the Saints. Yes. So, but no, we'd love to have you come down again. Booth 78. You can go on my Facebook page. You can buy tickets right off there, or you can listen to KLBB and you can win tickets, I believe. Is that correct, Mr. Studio Guy here, Brad?
I think we've given them all away by the time this airs.
Okay, well then we will see you out here. Stop by our booth after you get your free ticket. Say hi, and I'll hopefully show you a nice boat that you might be interested in, and Eric will show you a slip.
Absolutely, and once somebody does win that jet ski, I do have jet ski slips. That's something that I've probably never mentioned, but yes, we do. We have jet ski slips to put that jet ski in. The St. Croix River is a great place to do your jet ski in. You cannot take the boat or the jet ski north into the national park. We are on the border of the national park. That's one of the great things of the marina. We are right on the border of the national park. You can take your regular boats north there, which is probably one of the, in my view, and I think I've mentioned it before, that it's probably one of the most beautiful spots on the St. Croix. Can't even compare to the Mississippi. So beauty is one of our advantages up here on the St. Croix River. We do have the slips, remember, 16 to 50 foot. Also have a few jet ski slips. So if there's something that you want to buy here at the boat show and slip it on the St. Croix, give us a call, 651-439-2341, and you will probably be talking to Ashley, chances are, and you just heard from her. She will probably be able to help you out and set you up in a slip.
And I just want to let you know, too, I know it's cold out there, but I show boats all winter long. I won't go on a boat unless it's 10 degrees or warmer. I just don't know what fiberglass and canvas and vinyl is going to do in that kind of temperature. It's also not good for people to go up on those boats, because there's ice and snow, you know, getting in. You could slip and fall. Of course, I'd be the one to slip and fall, I'm sure, but it's just not safe all the way around for people to go on boats when it's that cold. But when it warms up above 10, which it will do next week, I guess, I will definitely be available to get on these boats. They're usually shrink-wrapped, and they usually put a zipper door in there if they know they're going to sell them and we can get on them. If not, I slice them open, and then I tape them back up with shrink-wrap tape. So it's not a problem. And you can really see a lot of the boat. I mean, you can't see a lot of the fiberglass because it's shrink-wrapped. But you can get in. You can see the layout. You can get a feel for the boat. We can gain access to basically every part of the boat. Maybe not the engine sometimes, because the apparatus to hold the shrink-wrap up might be on the hatch or something like that. But you can see most of the boat. The only thing we can't do is turn the heat or the air on. we wouldn't want to turn the air on anyway, but and you don't want to fall off the boat because it's very hard water out there. So, but yeah, definitely check out the website again at TetzlaffYachtSales.com. We've got 100 boats for sale. We'll get more listings throughout the boat show, and then you know, before spring pops, we'll probably end up with another 20 or 30 listings. So we're definitely going to have the boats, and then I think Eric said he's going to have some slips available for those boats.
Yeah, and I hate to say this, but I hope you don't sell all 100 of them, because I can't accommodate 100 boats at my marina anymore because I don't have that many slips open. But, you know, I hope you sell most of them. That would be awesome. And I hope that we get a few of those boats that stay at our marina, and we'd love to have them. Again, we are here at the convention center, Minneapolis Convention Center, at the boat show. It's a sea of blue carpeting, cold outside, nice and warm in here, and it's kind of nice because, you know, it's what I would consider midwinter. You know, everybody has the boating bug right now, and including myself. So it's kind of nice to come in here. You're going to see some of your boating friends here. You're going to see many vendors of all different kinds. You know, they have everything from, you know, I've seen the flagpole that I'm looking at here off to my left-hand side as I'm sitting at my booth, to, you know, the new fake teak that they have, to sunglasses, to sandals, to everything. They have everything to do with boating down here. Come on down, bring the family. It's a great afternoon event. Come see John, myself. John has the listings. I have the marina. So, you know, come visit us here. And I'm looking over here also. We had Dan Shaleen here on, a few weeks ago. He's on the back side of my booth. I can just see the bubble for the, I believe it's the satellite TV dome. I can see that sticking up over that. Remember, Dan does that. So, you know, he's just one of, 200 vendors from what I believe that are here. Everything that you'd ever want for your boat or need for your boat is here, including slips and boats themselves. So get on down here. Come visit us. John, you have anything else to add?
Oh, I've got a lot more to add. Go Vikings. But anyway, I would say, you know, by the time you hear this, you might hear it Saturday. And, you know, now that that other team is not in the hunt anymore, we're also going to be on Sundays at 10 o'clock. So Saturday's at 9:30, 10 o'clock on Sunday. And if you miss both those shows, Monday afternoon, KLBB will have our latest recording on their on-demand page, along with all of our previous shows. So you can... Yeah, what do they call that when you binge watch? You can binge listen to all of our shows and catch up on all the great news and new laws and stories that have gone on our show, which I think are pretty cool. And you know what? We're also looking for new things to cover on our show. The people out there I know are listening are thinking to themselves, why don't they talk about this and why don't they talk about that? Well, give us a call. Call Eric, call me, call the station, and give us your ideas, and we can definitely cover them. I mean, there's a lot of things out there to talk about that we haven't covered. And, you know, we've got more guests coming in that we're gonna have. So definitely give us a call. And definitely, if you hear this and you're thinking about doing something Saturday and Sunday, come on down to the show and visit Tetzlaff Yacht Sales at Booth 78. And Wolf Marine is at
1425. Yep, that's our booth number. So, yeah, come down and see us. And, you know, when you come down here, take your time. That's one of the things I think a lot of the people just come in and walk too fast. They don't. They actually miss a few things. And I've seen people walk right by me, even my own clients that have walked right by me, and I didn't see you there. Well, that's because you weren't looking. You know, they're all in a hurry to get through here. And just take your time, look around, see what's available. Like I said, there's many vendors here. It's not just, you know, boat sales and marinas. There's all kinds of things here. People to talk to, things to do, things to see. You know, Progressive, the insurance company there, they have a little display, and it looks like they have something there to test your skills at handling your boat. So, you know, there's all kinds of fun things here. Many, many, many things to see, many things to do. You know, it's a great place to be. It's warm. It's blue. We like the purple, but you know, it is blue. So come on down. It's a sea of blue. It reminds me of the blue waters of the St. Croix River.
And if you visit the Wolf Marine booth, you can grab some candy like I just did. And you know what? Let's walk back over to Tetzloff Yacht Sales and see what Lisa Tetzloff is doing over there. I see another client in there looking for a boat. She's chit-chatting with them, engaging. She gets an A-plus for engagement so far, as I've been watching her from afar. She is my first mate. Well, she's my wife. But anyway, here we are. Back over to Tetzloff Yacht Sales booth. We have somebody in here looking at a boat. How you doing?
Fine.
What are you looking for?
Oh, I'm just looking to see if you got a liveaboard boat.
You look like a houseboat?
No, more like a regular boat.
Well, I've got a lot of boats you can turn into liveaboards.
Yeah.
You want one already completely set up?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Lisa, why don't you continue talking to him? Maybe give him a card, because we do get listings and things like that over the course of the year.
Sure.
Okay, so anyway... did you give him a card and everything there, Lisa Tetzloff? Thank you, Lisa Ann. So anyway, yeah, we're over here now. As I look to my right, I see the Wolf Marine booth and Ashley over there manning it, and I'm waving to her, and she's just smiling. No, she's waving back. All right. She looks good. Tell her she looks good, real good for TV or radio. Anyway, to my right, I've got a storage place. And my left, I've got a marina way up on Lake Superior, way up in the boonies. But, again, yeah, if you want to come on down, we have got our booth, Eric's booth. But if you want to buy equipment, you know, if you want electronics, if you want life jackets, if you want to buy a dinghy, if you want to buy a jet ski, it's all here. And, again, I think you can register to win a jet ski at one of the other places over here. I won't say who it is. We do appreciate KLBB and Brad Clark coming down here to hold the mic and help us out with the recording. We've been with you guys, I think, for now about a year now, isn't it?
Yes. Over a year.
Okay, and I think it's been going good. Lisa, come on over here a second. You can say hi to the listening audience. Please, come on. Oh, you look fine.
I think that she's a little microphone shy right now, but here she comes, and she's got a smile on her face, so she is a little anxious, maybe a little shy to be on the radio. And the sign of the fist that she just gave to John, I think she's maybe a little intimidated to be on the radio here. But go ahead. Give it your best shot.
Say hi.
Hello.
So how's it going? How's it going at the boat show today?
Just fine, thank you.
I've been watching you engage in our potential clients as they've come in. That's a good thing.
Yes.
I think she thinks I'm interrogating her in court. They're supposed to give one-word answers, aren't you, when you're sitting on the witness stand? This is not a court. This is a radio show about our business and Eric's business, and we're trying to be happy and talk a lot, and you're just giving us one-word answers. Now, how long have you been doing this?
As long as you have.
Okay, I've been doing it for a while. Anyway, she helps out, my daughter helps out, my son helps out, so it's a family affair. And Lisa's been at the show probably the last few years every day, and this year she'll be here every day to help out and tear down and all that good stuff. But again, Tetzloff Yacht Sales as Wolf Marine, it's a family-owned business. We've been in business since the end of 2011, and I know we've outsold all the other brokers since then, and I think we're probably have more listings than any of the other brokers in the area right now. So definitely we are the broker to call to buy or list a boat, because right now we're at 100. I'd like to have about 120, 130 listings. We had a great year last year, so we sold a ton of boats. So if you're thinking about selling a boat and you really want to get it sold, give us a call and we'll get it out there. In fact, I just listed probably 6 or 7 in the past 5 days, and I told them to the sellers to get me that information, because the sooner you get it to me, I can get it here at the fair, I can get it on the website, I can probably do something on Facebook and get it in front of the masses. And then once you buy that boat and you're just thinking, man, where am I going to put that boat? I've got a connection standing right to my right that might be able to help you out.
Yeah, and you did remind me, the importance of the family business. So we have been in business. We are going on our 61st the anniversary of business. Grandpa started it back in 1957, followed by my father, and then, of course, the three sons that were involved, and now we are down to two through buyouts. One decided to go to Montana, which...
He's still alive, right?
Oh, yeah, he's still alive. Yeah, I want to make that perfectly clear, and he's doing well. But, again, we're here down at the boat show. One advantage of coming down, if there's something that you are interested in, I know we've had many people, many of my clients are interested in electronics and, you know, talking to people about props and motors and things like that. This is the place to be. You can, there's so many vendors here to talk about whatever you would ever want to be interested in when it comes to boating. They're all here. So this is the place to be. If you are interested in the electronics, the props, the engines, the, you know, all the fittings and the, like I said, the fake teak and anything, any kind of repairs of any sort. You know, we had the Hassis. They're here. I'd seen Chris here. In fact, I see him walking down the hall right now. So, you know, he's here. Come down, check it out. If there's anything that you are interested in, anything to do with boating, it is here. This is the place to be. So come down to the convention center and check it out. John is here. I am here. That's the two most important vendors that are here, of course. So if you're interested in anything, come on down. When you're here, visit us. Say hi. Say, hey, I heard you on the radio. And we always like to hear that. And, hey, if you need our autograph, we're here to do it. Right, John?
That's right. And he mentioned all the vendors that are down here. Yeah, the you know, Wolf and Tetzlaff, we're award-winning vendors here at the boat show. As far as Tetzlaff and Wolf go, we are the award-winning vendors here at the boat show. You can ask anybody. Everybody knows. I'll guarantee you, we are it. Don't come down unless you stop at Tetzlaff Yacht Sales, booth 78, or Wolf Marine at 1425.
That's correct.
And talk to us about buying or selling a boat, getting a slip, and we will take care of you guaranteed before and after. Again, my name is John Tetzlaff with Tetzlaff Yacht Sales. You can see all of our boats for sale at TetzlaffYachtSales.com. You can contact us at 651-214-9463, 575 Main Street, North Stillwater.
And I am Eric Wolf. We are located 1 mile north of downtown Stillwater, intersection of Highway 95 and 96. You can contact us at area code 651-439-2341. Check us out on the web, wolfmarine.net, or give us an email, info@wolfmarine.net. And as I was walking away, Ashley, our office personnel, she said, make sure to like us on Facebook. So here we go.
One, two, three, go! Thank you.
Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face.
Convenient location and protected bay. Shouldn't that be where you harbor your boat? If so, dock your boat at Wolf Marine in Stillwater. Hello, this is Eric Wolf. After all, why have a boat if you can't get out onto the water and enjoy it? My grandparents, along with my father, established this marina at the intersection of Highway 95 and 96, just a mile north of Stillwater in 1957. But being just north of downtown, you avoid heavy traffic that keeps you from getting out onto the water. And in our protected bay, we have hundreds of slips ranging in size from 16 to 50 feet, so we can accommodate a variety of boats. Not sure if this is the best place to keep your boat? Come see me. I can answer your questions, so so you can decide the best place to dock your boat. And because Wolf Marine is a three-generation family-owned marina, you can count on consistency from year to year. Talk to me and get out on the water faster at Wolf Marine.
Hello, this is John Tetzloff of Tetzloff Yacht Sales. If you are thinking about getting out on the water in a nice used boat, now is the time to talk to me. Whether you are looking at a houseboat, cruiser, motor yacht, or something else, and with the largest selection of boats in the area, not only do we have boats in Stillwater, but we also broker boats up and down the St. Croix, Mississippi, Lake Minnetonka, all over North America, and even overseas. I will work hard for you before and after the sale. To enjoy the water this summer, come visit TetzloffYachtSales.com.